USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Investigators are looking into the history of the suspect accused of shooting and killing 10 people inside a Buffalo grocery store over the weekend. The FBI says Peyton Gendron wrote a lengthy manifesto online and previously threatened to shoot up a high school in New York about a year ago. Former FBI Special Agent Bill Daley says the investigation is just beginning.
How this individual was so radically motivated, this evil ideology, who else would have maybe known about his planning? Are there other people who've kind of incited him to do so, or groups? I think it's very important that they kind of get that ahead of this investigation.
The price of gas is soaring toward $4.50 a gallon. AAA reporting the national average price for regular jumping over the weekend to $4.48 a gallon. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Finland and Sweden both announced they're pursuing membership into the NATO alliance following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Finland's ambassador to the United States, Mikko Hautala, tells Fox News his country would pull more than its weight in the alliance.
We are spending more than 2%. We have a large army. We have a modern air force, I think one of the best in Europe.
Addressing the nationwide shortage of baby formula has the attention of the highest levels of the Biden administration.
If you're a shift worker with two jobs, maybe you don't have a car, you literally don't have the time or the money to be going from store to store. That's why this is such a serious issue.
That's according to Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg appearing on CBS's Face the Nation. Buttigieg defending actions taken by the administration despite criticism from Republicans that the administration acted too slowly. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Thousands of pro-abortion protesters held demonstrations nationwide Saturday following the leak of a Supreme Court draft opinion signaling the possible end to Roe v. Wade. This as multiple states are crafting their own so-called trigger laws on the issue that could limit or ban abortions should Roe v. Wade be overturned. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt recently signed the Oklahoma Heartbeat Act, which is modeled after the Texas law. The legislation would ban abortions after a fetal heartbeat is detected and has no exceptions. Governor Stitt explaining on Fox News Sunday that while he is sympathetic to those in difficult situations, he also feels strongly about protecting the unborn.
Super compassionate about that. I have daughters, cannot even imagine what that would be like and that hardship. But you have to choose, that is a human being inside the womb, and we're gonna do everything we can to protect life and love both the mother and the child. And we don't think that killing one to protect another is the right thing to do either.
Alabama's Huntsville International Airport is making history, the FAA giving the airport a license to land a commercial space plane last week, making it the first commercial facility in the United States with that designation. It's possible a supplier for the International Space Station could land in Huntsville next year. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.